Every August, right when people are feeling some relief from the hottest days of July, but long before we're willing to accept that autumn is on the way, birds start migrating south. The process kicks in gradually, and the first noticeable sign is when nighthawks suddenly start appearing. I always expect to see nighthawk movements beginning around the 14th. That was my father-in-law's birthday, and on many occasions as Russ and I drove home with our kids after celebrating the day in Port Wing, we'd be watching nighthawks winging through the late afternoon sky. This year, Russ and I went to vote after he came home from work at 5 p.m. on the 14th, and we saw dozens of nighthawks overhead. As soon as we got home, I parked myself in the front yard with my camera, though I knew it was hopeless because I've yet to get a good photo of a nighthawk in flight. My daughter Katie came out for a while with her partner Michael, and Russ stepped out a few more times to enjoy the wondrous spectacle. During these late afternoon flights, the birds are not flying straight in any direction, although overall we see that they're headed south, or, as they try to clear the lake along the north shore, west-southwest. Each bird darts and weaves through the air, feeding on every stray insect it can find. My understanding after watching this for many years is that they're fueling up for the long night's journey. They rise in elevation as darkness descends, and they seem to be moving in a more directed flight. I suspect that during the long hours of the night, they're winging pretty much straight toward their South American destinations. Petter Svingen, one of Minnesota's finest and most careful birders, got a phone call about the migration and hurried to the Duluth Lake Walk, where he counted 4,241. I certainly saw a few hundred on the 14th, but way fewer than 1,000 from my yard, but I didn't keep count. I counted nighthawks a few times at Hawk Ridge and up the shore from the Lakewood pumping station back in the 80s and 90s. Having an unobstructed view is pretty important for the numbers to have any meaning at all, but it was wonderful to see so many this early in the month. Nighthawks have declined dramatically in the past 20 years, and although a good evening's migration doesn't indicate the downward trend is over or reversing, it's still a lovely experience. Why have nighthawks declined so gravely? There are several reasons. Nutrient runoff contributes to pond and river eutrophication and reduced dissolved oxygen levels, reducing the number of mayflies. There are still large mayfly emergences in late spring and early summer, but nowhere near the magnitude of those in earlier pre-pesticide, pre-lawn service days. That reduces the food available to fuel migration and to provide to nighthawk chicks. Nighthawks are ground nesters. Their numbers probably climbed as people started building flat-roofed buildings topped with rock-ballasted tar paper, but have dropped as roof construction changed to smoother, hotter, clad roofs. Urban nesting on roofs has also dropped as crow and gull populations mushroomed. Nighthawks do fly aggressively toward potential predators, but as soon as a hawk, crow, or gull realizes the nighthawk has no sharp claws or a bite, that's the end. Last night, August 20th, my son Tom counted almost 2,000 nighthawks migrating along the shore. I was driving home from Madeline Island and missed it entirely. We may no longer have nights numbering in the tens of thousands, but we can expect a few more good flights this month. All we have to do in late afternoon through sunset is to keep our eyes to the skies. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.